Earlier in the show, we were talking about what embarrassing things or what embarrasses you that shouldn't, because it's a normal thing, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was telling a story about how I was trying to parallel park quickly, and I pride myself on parallel parking.
You're like, that's your superpower.
That is.
You're great at it every single time.
And I failed majestically in front of a lot of people.
Ooh, and all these people waiting on
yes,
you for nothing.
Yes.
You ultimately had to drive away in shame and
that's
find
right.
somewhere else to park.
That's
oh, no.
right.
That's the worst.
That's right. Texts from people having to go number two in public and it making noise.
Oh, yeah.
That is.
And then you're trying to like rustle the toilet paper,
to just
make
do something.
Noise to cover it up, praying someone else is going to flush or something.
You're just praying.
And then you're left hanging. It's just not good. Was that a wrong choice of words, maybe?
Penny said, make an accommodation to your food at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like you're going, can I get the onions and dressing on the side, please?
Yeah, but I'm going to need, and then I just like the little slightest tinge of pink in the middle. Not too much pink, not like completely well done, just a little touch of pink.
I will say, I enjoyed Alicia's. She said, I'm great at my job, but if anybody watches me, I instantly forget how to do it and
yes.
become embarrassed.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Like, and so I was also saying, I get a little embarrassed is not the right word, but I'm going to say it anyways, because that's kind of what we're talking about. I get a little embarrassed when it's raining out and my windshield wipers doesn't match the velocity with which the rain is hitting the windshield.
There are so many people that have rolled in on the text line, apparently, that pay attention to that, too.
I do.
Which now, new anxiety unlocked. I'm just trying to survive driving safely through the rain.
Yeah.
Just to get from point A to point B, I'm just concerned about my viewpoint.
Yeah.
Through the windshield. Now I have to be concerned with what everybody might be thinking about what speed I need my wipers at?
Right. So I feel some sort of way if I feel like my wipers are too fast.
Like that you're a wuss or something?
Yes.
Seriously?
I almost want to err on the side of them not being fast enough.
Oh, so I can be cool?
So it's kind of like a flex.
Okay, you need to flex in front of a bunch of strangers in traffic.
Yes.
Instead of worrying about your safety.
Yes.
Oh, that's where we're at?
Welcome to a little bit of my brain.
Okay, so listen, I also, now I can see the only lane that I can see validation in when we're speaking of wipers mm-hmm. and wiper behavior,
mm-hmm.
is if you're leaving the wipers on.
After the
high
rain has
speed
done. Yeah.
When the rain has stopped.
Yeah, it's like
it was
off.
One of those splash and dash, right? It just dumps on you high speed and then it stopped. But you still got it going on because you're just cruising.
Yeah. And you're not paying
and
attention
you didn't pay
or whatever.
Attention. And you just leave it on and everyone's looking at like, what? Who's going to tell her?
I'm definitely
tell her?
Judging you.
1,000%.
Jamie rolls in and says, as a stylist.
Oh.
When your client looks up at you as they are being shampooed.
Okay. Thank you for saying this out loud because I always
close my eyes
and I didn't understand. I've been doing it right. So that is correct. I didn't know if that was a rule.
You know, that could also be for dentists.
Yes.
Like if you are getting teeth work done and you're in the chair and they lay you back, if you look at them, hands are in your mouth?
It's weird.
Yes.
It's weird.
It's got to be.
I'm kind of looking at the ceiling a little bit.
Yeah, trying not to make any eye contact.
Right, but most of the time I'm closing my eyes. Yes. Okay. But thank you very much for bringing that to the chat.
Yeah, so that's like the whole, small little normal everyday things.
Yes. Well, Natalie is saying this too, bathroom etiquette. The other day I went in to the women's restroom here and there was somebody already there being very quiet.
Yes.
And immediately this person needs some quiet time, some alone time, but you have to go. So it's not like I could just turn us. I have been able, when I could, I have turned around and just left and then come back like 5 minutes later.
I've done that too.
As a courtesy. But then Natalie's like, when you are the one in the bathroom stall and you are just waiting for the other person to leave so you can finish what you need to do in peace without embarrassment.
And they're just taking their time.
Right.
And you're like,
maybe
come on.
Maybe they're fluffing their hair.
Come on.
They're powdering their nose, reapplying lipstick. Now, I will also go one step further. People that come in and talk on the phone in the bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, that's not necessarily like embarrassing for
them. But a business call? Are you seriously talking on a business call, going to the bathroom and flushing? Are we doing that?
Destiny rolls in on text and says, I do DoorDash occasionally, and I always think it's embarrassing to stand and wait for the order to be done. Like you go into the restaurant, right? And you're waiting to pick up an order for, like, Kelly, right?
Yep.
And you go in and you're like, hey, I'm here to pick up for Kelly. Like, wait. And you're like, oh, okay. Guess I'm just going to wait here.
Well, you know it's going to be hot and fresh once you do get it.
That's right.
It's going to be hot and fresh. Hasn't been sitting there, getting old. That's great.
Oh my gosh. Swifty Kim rolls in and says, OMG, of all the things in my life that I overthink and obsess over, my wiper speed was never one of them until now. So thank you.
New anxiety unlocked.
I'm sorry.
No, you're telling me I have to pay attention to that when I was blissfully unaware.
I'm sorry.
I was just worried about me and my safety.
Oh, shoot.
And now I have to worry about being judged in a rainstorm.
100%. That's what we have to do. That's what we're here for, friends.
Yeah. Okay.
To point that out. All right. Hey, thank you. It's 99.7 DJX.
One more. When you're walking up to the door, it's still pretty far away, and the person in front of you stands there and holds it waiting on you. Almost feels like I have to run to get through the door. It's so awkward.
Listen, there is, we've talked about this, but it's been a long time. There is a zone.
Yeah.
Where it's courtesy, and then it's rude, if not. Like,
right.
Like there's a, it, and it's not written down.
No, and it's all it's
and
kind
it
of
varies for every situation.
Largely dependent on the person at the door.
At
like
the
they
door,
have to make that
speed.
Decision. Am I holding it for this person, or am I just walking through?
Yep.
And then what if they were too close behind you, and then it's rude that you just let it close?
Yeah,
behind
like
you.
Just the other day when I went to vote, I was coming out, and someone was down the way a bit on the sidewalk. But I
you stood
held,
there and held
the door.
It. Did they change their pace?
They did. They sped up a little bit. And
I do that. If anyone's done that for me, I kind of do a little run. Oh, like, oh, thank you. And you tell them thank you for waiting. That's great.
All right. That's good. I'm glad we could get
great
this
etiquette.
Off of our chest.
This is all good
Appreciate
things.
It. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Welcome to the show, friends.